The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Wednesday, August 30, 2023. First Secretary of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba and President of the Republic, Miguel Díaz-Canel, called on Tuesday to work quickly to recover from the damage caused by Hurricane Idalia. The president said during a meeting of the Executive Committee of the Council of Ministers that a good job had been done based on all the indications that were given and the experiences lived in the provinces, including recent ones, all of which once again demonstrates the capacity of our civil defense system. He insisted on working with the slightest affectation to the beginning of the school year next week, and that damages to the electric service be solved as quick as possible, as they are the greatest among those caused by the meteorological phenomenon. For his part, Prime Minister Manuel Marrero Cruz indicated that several ministers will visit the affected territories with their respective work teams to make an assessment of the damages caused after the passage of Idalia and the support needed. Political Bureau member and Vice President of the Republic, Salvador Valdez Mesa, called for hard work to repair the recent damage caused by Tropical Storm Idalia in the province of Mayabeque. Valdez Mesa toured on Tuesday areas affected by the hydrometeorological event in this territory, accompanied by Yuniaski Crespo Vaquero and Manuel Aguilar Lamas, President and Vice President of the Provincial Defense Council, respectively. The Cuban leader insisted on restoring the damages in agriculture, where it is preliminarily estimated that 300 hectares of crops were mainly affected by the rainfall. He stressed on the epidemiological surveillance, sanitation, and attention to vulnerable people, as well as on the safety of water and its potabilization. The member of the Political Bureau verified the impacts in Surgidero de Batabanó, which required an agile response to erase the traces of this natural phenomenon in this popular council that has been devastated by other hydrometeorological phenomena in the past. He urged to solve the possible problems and to alleviate the main claims of the citizens in the areas of San Nicolas and Batabanó, mainly where the rains, floods, and wind gusts have been greater. The emblematic Hotel Nacional de Cuba was once again awarded by the World Travel Awards, this time for its performance in 2023, an official source reported. The workers of this hotel have received this important recognition for 19 years, which motivates them to continue their efforts to improve their service to guests and clients with reinforcement of the culture of detail. In addition, the management took the opportunity to thank all those who make this recognition possible, especially the employees of the facility, the management, and all the collaborators who trust in the quality of the services. In recognition of its history, elegance, and treasured documents, the hotel received the status of National Memory, granted by the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. Listed as a national monument of Cuba, the hotel has a wonderful view of a good part of the capital. The five-star, the National Hotel, is operated by local Gran Caribe Hotel Group. The Cuban Ministry of Culture informed of the culture activities that will be held in communities across the country as part of the closing of the 2023 Summer Festival Program. One of the initiatives will take place in the Havana municipality of Cerro, with renowned artists and writers, the amateur movement, students of artistic education, and representatives of local social cultural projects. Galicia Park will be another space where the varied proposals of cultural institutions will converge, with tents set up for the sale of books, musical records, articles from the Cuban Fund of Cultural Goods, in addition to a variety of gastronomic services. The Artex company will also organize a giant party on San Rafael Boulevard in Havana Center, while the Arte en la Rampa Fair will end its 22nd edition with several artistic proposals, and the neighborhood tour offers a concert by the Buena Fe group, Duo Iris, and Caramba next to Havana's Malecón. Cuban President Miguel Díaz-Canel regretted the demise on Tuesday of Chilean Communist Party's chair Guillermo Tellier, aged 79. Díaz-Canel tweeted that Tellier's death hurts in Cuba as that of a compatriot because he shared our ideals. The Secretary of Organization of Cuba's Communist Party, Roberto Morales, further expressed his sorrow on that network for the Chilean party leader's death, whom he described as a dear comrade. The Chilean professor, writer, and politician presided over Chile's Communist Party from March 2005 to August 2023. And in the international agenda, we have that the Federal Supreme Court of Brazil will resume the appeal trial that discusses the application of the so-called temporary project that will affect rights and restrict the demarcation of indigenous lands. The court is analyzing the thesis, which establishes that the natives only have the right to possessions traditionally occupied by them until the day of the promulgation of the Constitution on October 5, 1988. In practice, the temporary framework establishes that areas that were not occupied by indigenous people or any other groups at that time cannot be demarcated. If the law is approved, the native peoples will also be able to claim the areas they occupied at that date. Aboriginal leaders say that the temporary project excludes the historical and cultural reality of native villages and violates international treaties signed by Brazil, such as the United Nations Declaration of Indigenous Peoples and Convention 169 of the International Labor Organization. As they denounce, the demarcation of heritage ignores the actions of colonizers, landowners, and economic projects that used forced evictions, violence, and massacres to expel the natives from their territories. Meanwhile, the Secretariat of the Navy informed that its personnel located and dismantled five clandestine laboratories in the towns of Carboneras and La Higuerita in Culiacán, Sinaloa. The operation was carried out in coordination with the Attorney General's Office and the Federal Ministerial Police, during which 15,850 kilograms of methamphetamine, 7,610 kilograms of chemical precursors, and 16 reactors, 36 gas tanks, 28 vats, and diverse material for the elaboration of these synthetic drugs were seized. In this way, the Secretary of the Navy, through the Mexican Navy, contributes to the efforts to combat criminal behavior, both in the establishment of clandestine laboratories and in the production of synthetic drugs in our country, the information note concluded. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.